Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, we left off in the middle of Sif Yates. Sif Yates is the final Sif in the Simen. Now the Ramah tells us some additional halachas, of various halachas, as they pertain to Eichlin. The Ramah says, they allow to smoothen an Eichel of food on Shabbos, and there's no problem of Machik. Mishnah Berurah explains that Machik means, we haven't seen Shin Adald, smoothening, let's say, Shaiva and Zephes, wax and tar, things that mismarch, and things that smoothen evenly, there's a problem of Mareach, problem of Machik. And here the Ma is telling us that the smoothing and oichal of food on Shabbos is not a problem of machik. And the Ma explains itself, the reason why it's not a problem is because efshel ochel b'leize. Because even if you wouldn't smoothen it, you'd be able to eat it. The function of the food does not depend on its being smooth. It's equally edible when it's not smooth, as opposed to wax and tar and these things that have to be smoothened in order to be of use. The Mishnah Berurah explains, even though we said that ein ibud b'oichlim, and the same should be the ein machal b'oichlim, so therefore it should be mutter, even if it would be impossible to eat the food without smoothing it. Still, midrabbanan is ibud ba'ochlam, and midrabbanan is mamachik ba'ochlam. And therefore, there will be an isadrabbanan of doing mamachik, of smoothing a food, if that would be necessary in order to make it edible. However, since in pretty much all cases the food is edible even when it's not smooth, therefore there's no problem of mamachik ba'ochlam. Then there must be someone's machmer, not to smoothen the food, even though we just said that's mutrig, efsha ochla b'leza, still machmer tavlo brocha. And the Ma says he's talking about something that's a food that the derech is to smoothen it. A Michael Shtapuchim, a certain food of apples that they had, the derech was to smoothen it, even though it's mutter, because it's efshal oichav loiza, it's not even asr rabbanon, because it could eat without this, still machmer's tavla bracha, not to intentionally smoothen the food. And the Bir Halacha explains, based on the Rishonim, they're only worried over here about a food where the reason why he's smoothing it is because you want to have it smooth, as opposed to the reason why he's spreading it is just because you want to have lamali mokum reikon to fill the empty part. That's not even a machmer tovla bracha. For example, someone's making a cream cheese sandwich, they want to spread the cream cheese all over the bread, or all over the challah, let's say about shalashudas, he makes a cream cheese sandwich and a slice of challah. So here, the reason why he's spreading and smoothing it is not because you bedafka want to have it smooth. The reason just is because you want to make sure they get cream cheese from all different places on your slice. So that's not even the machmer tovla bracha. The machmer tovla bracha, that's good to your machmer, is only when you're smoothing it in order because you want to have it smooth. For example, let's say you have a plate with tuna fish or egg salad that's being put out in the middle of the table by shalashudas. So there, if you intentionally smoothen it with a knife, because it gives like a nice look to have straight smooth tuna fish or straight smooth egg salad, that the remote say, even though it's mutter mekadin, because efshal ochel b'leiza, but machmer tov lebrach, if it would be machmer, it would be a good thing to be machmer. Now the remote says it's usher to peel shumim b'tzolim, peel garlic and onions, if you're peeling in order to leave it for later. But if you're peeling in order to eat it now, it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the issue over here is beira. Now usually, beira, even for the alt, even for now, it's only mutter if you take the oichal of the psalas, the good from the bad. However, by the peels, here, even though you take the bad from the good, you take the peel off the onion or the peel off the garlic, still with falaalter, it's for now, it's mutter. And the Bir Halacha explains that the heter of oichal of psalas, when it's for now, is because derech achilas v'kach. But here, since Yav Shabbat Nachar, there's no other way to get to the fruit besides taking off the peel, it is derech achilas v'kach of taking the peel off. And therefore, in this case, it does not have the usual issue of psalas derech oichal, that's considered derech brera, not derech achila. Here, taking the psalas off, taking the peel off, is considered derech achila. Because the only way to eat it is by taking the peel off. Same thing as wants to peel an orange or peel an egg. The only way to get to the inside is by taking off the peel. And therefore, it is called derech achila to peel an orange, peel an egg. If it's la'alter, it's for now. The Mishnah Berurah lists a few other fruits. He says apples, nuts, almonds, all these things. If the reason why you're doing it is you want to get to the inside here now, so then there's no problem. As opposed to if you're doing it for later, it is a problem of beira, take off the peel. In the Shaar HaTzion, it brings the Primogon and wonders why peeling apples, even if it's for later, why it should be a problem. The peel is considered part of the fruit. Most people eat the apple with the peel. Ramosh writes in the Tshuva to Shimon Eider, printed today in the Ramosh, Arachayim, Chilag Dalet, Simna, and Dalet. The Shart Sin just bring a question from the Prima Golem. But Allah remains the same, as it says in Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham, that Lamaisa, peeling an apple can only be for now, it cannot be for later. The peel is considered something separate from the fruit, similar to the peels of the onions or of the nuts. There are those who argue on this and say that, no, the Maskana is that you could peel an apple even for later, the peel is considered part of the fruit, that's not considered butter, it's the one from the fruit. Mishnah Berurah says taking the pits out of fruit, that would be a problem. It would be a problem with beira, and you have to know how to do it. If you do it miyad lepeh, if you do it while you're putting it into your mouth, you could spit it out. That would be okay. It would not be a problem with beira.